A novel that I just finished has a lot in it about the 1920s and the art world in Paris during that time. And in the story, an older lady talks about her time there, and she was a student. And she talks about being taught to paint by a world-famous but very temperamental artist. Later, she was speaking of the difficulty of that experience with him, and she said, "It's hard to paint with someone yelling in your ear." Creativity and fear do not work together, nor do spirituality and fear. Much of the world, including many Christians, would have us believe that God created us, asked us to create a just and beautiful world, and then proceeded to yell in our collective ear for millennia. But I cannot believe that a God of love wants us, God's creations, to live in constant fear. People who speak continually of God's wrath see God as the master yelling in the student's ear to get everything done just right. And who can create love and compassion and healing and beauty under those conditions? Jesus reinforces the idea of care over wrath with his story of the Good Shepherd. He does not speak of the shepherds punishing the sheep in his care. He speaks instead of their knowing his voice and knowing that returning to him will keep us safe. This is not an easy story for us Americans to hear. Our American culture thrives on individualism, self-reliance, and self-definition. And when we hear about being part of a herd, when we hear about being inside the fence with the rest of them, we hear dependence. We hear limitation. And yet the Good Shepherd image speaks not of limitation, but of protection. How can a story about being inside a fence speak of freedom? God does give us freedom to choose, but God also gives us a way of re-entering safety when we have chosen the wrong priorities. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters, not for limitation, but for protection. He revives my soul. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and in him God goes before me, not only in this story, but elsewhere. In John 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." There are no threats. There's no yelling. Only promises that God is faithful and is with us. There is no need to measure up to be saved, but only to turn toward the shepherd, the great protector, to find peace and safety. Thanks be to God, I don't have to live perfectly to earn salvation. To find safety, I only need to return to the Good Shepherd, to listen for and practice recognizing his voice. I don't need to live in fear, to toe the line, excuse me, to toe the line so that God will save me. God in Jesus has already saved me in about the year 33 AD. So I can live in peace and in gratitude instead of in fear and constant anxiety. God isn't yelling in my ear. The Good Shepherd is inviting me to safety, to salvation already given. I am worthy not because of what I do, but because God says I am worthy. I am the beloved of God. Our human way of doing things tells us God must be threatening punishment. God must require us to earn our way into God's presence. But that contention puts a God of love in a very small frame of wrath. And God does not fit in that frame. When I hear others saying I must earn my way to God or to heaven, I remember that God is already here with me. God has already forgiven me, already saved me, knowing full well my faithlessness, my propensity for turning away. So the next time I recognize my own errors, my stubborn efforts to prove I'm in control, I hope I can stop and listen and remember that a God of love does not motivate through fear. Masterpieces are impossible to create with someone yelling in your ear. I'm already saved from the perils out there. The Good Shepherd goes before me, has faced all I will face, and lives. And because my Redeemer lives, so do I. No more imagining the worst. No more counting my virtues and my transgressions to see if I make the cut. The Good Shepherd and the gate keep me safe. The Good Shepherd revives my soul. I can, with God, help to create a better world. I can compose a picture of a peaceful heart tended by the kind, protective voice of the Good Shepherd. God put me here to do something beautiful. And God knows better than anyone else that it's hard to paint a picture of love and forgiveness with someone yelling in your ear. Amen.